The goal of this year is to the goal this year is to do lumdas. I mean, there's two goals. One is to develop the lumdas of the sugya, and then all of you will be the ones who develop the lumdas of the sugya, so that you'll become a lumdanum. And that means to learn the sugyas carefully, to medayik in the lishonos of the sugya and of the rishonim. First, to take a step back, and first step is always to see how the sugya fits into what you already know, to preconceived notions. Sometimes it means you have to divest yourself of preconceived notions. And then to organize the shitas in the sugya and to organize the shitas in the rishonim. And once they're organized, so then to be medayik in the lashon of the, primarily the rishonim, and by the rishonim the lashon of the sugyas, and then to develop the conceptual ideas behind the sugya, the lomdus ideas behind the sugya. Kachi darkus shel Torah. So that's the overarching goal, and that way in every sugya we hope to end up having a knowing that not only the sugya itself, not knowing not only the shitas, but be able to see the conceptual framework of the sugya. Once you develop the sugya that way, so the sugya becomes that was the brisker mahalach. The sugya becomes clear, sort of on its own. It emerges on its own without imposing ideas onto the sugya. So my thinking, in terms of our present learning for the next few weeks, so I felt that to jump into Bava Kamma now and to start learning Bava Kamma B'Iyun right now and start developing the concept of Oves and Toldos and the concept of the Mechayev of Nezikin, which is premature to discuss the Mechayev Nezikin until one has learned several sugyas. So I thought that we will that we'll end up sort of learning vigorously for 2 weeks and then having to review vigorously when we get back, and because it's quite a break between Yom Kippur and the end of Simchas Torah, and those from out of town, not too far out of town but close, but may not come back after Rosh Hashanah. So it gives us a very good opportunity to learn the way people should learn, and that is to learn a little bit of Bekiyos first. One of the errors that we often make is to jump into the Sechta and not to have some of the breadth of the sugya ahead of us. So I thought it would be a good opportunity to do two things. One is to learn, it's good to say, you should learn the psukim, learn the parshas of Hezek. The parshas of Hezek are some of the more elaborate parshas in Chumash. And then ideally learn the Mishnayos. And then begin the first few dafim. If one learns the first four or five dafim of Bava Kamma, it transforms the limud from the very beginning, and it also becomes a tremendous time saver, because you'll appreciate that the first Mishnah fits into a larger background. Mashena Kain, if one doesn't do that, so then one gets the daf dal and all of a sudden then one's struck by the idea of, whoa, we've been looking at a mamish from the tip of the iceberg. So that happens very often in halacha. But when it's only three or four dafim away, it's good to see the larger part of the iceberg first. So that's what I... and then it gives us the opportunity to learn b'iyun some of the sugyas of the upcoming Yom Tovim, which is a tremendous opportunity. Number one, because We up and don't learn the sugya sbiyim. The Yom Tov sugya. The truth is, yeshiva did learn the sugya last year. But very often our yediyas of the Yom Tovim are either yediyas that we learned in high school, or yediyas that we sort of picked up from different svarim in the way, but don't learn the sugyas as sugyas. So I think it gives a great opportunity to learn the sugyas as sugyas, and it gives us a tremendous way of preparing for the Yom Tov. Is Ein Adoma, the person who prepares for the Yom Tov by showering and shaving, changing his clothes. Yom Tov. By preparing for Yom Tov, by learning some, which is very important, some Sifri Machshava, some Sifri Musar, going to a few shur, all very important. But if a person has the luxury of being able to be ma'ayin in the sugyas of the Yom Tov, so it's a different kind of Yom Tov. And that those who have experienced that, I'm sure agree, and those who haven't yet experienced it, I'm sure will agree with me when as these Yom Tov come up, and you'll have learned, and you'll be in the Suya Mamesh Reisha Veruba. One of the greatest examples of that is Shofar. And it's instructed that it's the first unique mitzvah of the year. Because the mitzvah of Shofar happens, the mitzvah deiraisa of Shofar is 9 kolos. That means that the mitzvah deiraisa, the once a year mitzvah of Shofar, Hamlochas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that if a person, it comes and goes, so we're more fortunate because we have Sfeikas. So we do Tashrat, Tarat, Natashat, Tashrat, Tashat, Tarat. So it lasts a little bit longer. But the original Din Deiraisa was Tekiah, Teruah, Tekiah. Right? 3 times, 9 curlies. Is it a matter of less than a minute? The whole Mitzvah Deiraisa, the whole Hamlochas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the once a year mitzvah, and a minute is much less than a minute. So if a person is not prepared for Tekiah Shofar, so it comes and goes, bang. The person has achanah for Tekiah Shofar, so then it's shayach that those seconds of the mitzvah deiraisa are penetrating. And if a person hears the Shofar every single day coming up to Yom Deirom, that's one achanah. A person thinks of the mitzvah Shofar and was prepared a few moments before when one's saying the Lam Netzeach. So if a person comes to Yom Tov, Reisha Verubai, all his koiches, all intellectual koiches, are focused on the Yom Tov, it's a different kind of Yom Tov. It's a different kind of impact, a different hemshech. So that's what I'd like to do over the next 3 weeks between now and the Yom Adin, to focus on some of the sugyas that are most lamaisa. So the most lamaisa sugya is what's going on in Rosh Hashanah. What's the nature of the Yom Adin? So that we'll start with that, and then Yirtz Hashem, I hope to learn, because the most of the material, the Gemaras, you've seen already in different contexts. And then, hopefully within a few days, we'll be able to move on to the very end of the Masechtos of Yuma. Alright, anybody have any questions for me? B'frat of Bechlal. B'frat of what I just said, of Bechlal, and more broader things. Good.
In regards to getting ahead of Bava Kamma and being familiar so the beginning can be easier, does Rebbe suggest doing Mishnayos for the first parak or all of it?
Emma says the more Mishnayos you do, the better it is. Because it's true for any Masechta. Bava Kamma certainly. Because the sugyas of the Mishnayos of Bor are in the second parak. Mishnayos of Karen are in the fourth and the fifth parak. So the more familiarity you have with the Mishnayos, Adam and Mazik is eighth parak. So of course it will make the limud a ritual limud. Again, so often we learn sugyas, and then as we go through the Masechta and realize that that was a Mishnah later on. That was obviously not the intent. The intent was that we learn the Mishnayos. And then we learn the Pesukim, learn the Chumash, learn the Parshas, then learn the Mishnayos. So we have a trouble doing that. People don't have the patience to begin every Zman with a few Shurim and Chumash, maybe even in Teres Kayinim, Mechilta in this case, and then a few Shurim and Mishnayos. You don't have that patience. So we start right away the Beis Min Aleph. And Baruch Hashem, she was successful, not to criticize it. But I think we'd be far more successful if we'd have the patience to build the text up. But it's hard. It's not easy. Good. Go ahead, Mayor.
Are we in Chapuros?
In the afternoon, you mean?
In the afternoon.
So I'm open to my bearish encourage to have. I'll set the times when I'd like to have smaller chaburas in the afternoons on various farm. Last year we had a chabur in Nefesh HaChaim, which we will continue with Hashem. We had, so that'll be on svarim that you, there's svarim that you would like to learn, and I have a familiarity with them, so we can put together some chaburas. Probably, I'll give the times, probably at the end of the afternoon Seder. That's probably the easiest time to do it. All right, and Ellie will coordinate that. Okay, I would like to begin the year with the Mlava Malka. This year, the first Matzoi Shabbos is also is the Slichas. So, if it's doable to have Mlava Malka in our home, and then still have time to get to wherever you're going for slichas, so then I would like that. If on the other hand it's not going to work out because many of you are traveling different places, so if you can indicate to Ellie today and tomorrow whether you would be available to come to Tinek, figure probably an hour after Seis, till an hour and a half, 2 hours before.
We'll be trying
like
9:30, right?
Yeah. So that would work out. So let Ellie know, and we'll see. If it works out for most of the tzibros, then we'll get together for the first Mlava Malka. Anything else we should discuss? Okay. So let's start with the sugya and Rosh Hashanah Tes Zayin Min Aleph. Also, what's your first name? Josh?
Josh.
Is the font big enough?
Yeah. I have it on your house.
What's that?
I have it here.
Over there. Would you be looking up here? Would you be looking up? Is the font good? We're good? Okay. So, Barbo Prokim Ha'oilam Nidar. The Pesach ala Tfue, Batseres ala Peres Ha'ilan. Rosh Hashanah kol boy oilam oirin lefonam kibnei moron. Shendemra yoitse yachel ibama mevin al kol maaseyim. Ubechag di doinen ala moyim. Right, so what has to be explained just from the very text of Mishnah. What has to be understood? What are the... what strikes you from the Mishnah? Go ahead.
First of all, why is there a pasuk only for...
Why is there a pasuk only for Rosh Hashanah? Kol boy oylem. Shenemar. Kol boy oylem oyrin lefonav kibnei morin. So first of all, what would be a consistent way of saying... What would be a consistent way of saying the Mishnah? Ba'arba prokam oil nidan. Ve'peisach ala tvua, ba'tzeres ala peiroi, se'ilon v'shoshana.
Al-kol
ba'yoylam. Right? U'b'chag ala moy. So for Shoshana, the Mishnah veers off. Kol boy oylam oivin lefono kivnei morin. And the Ches Amud Aleph, the Gemara Darshan, the Gemara explains, what is kivnei morin? Where it's three pshatim. Either kivnei morin is like sheep, that they get counted one by one in order to know how to give ma'aser. Or kivnei morin means there's a pathway which is very hard to climb, and when you climb the pathway, go up, and go, when you go down the heights, you have to go in single file. So we all pass in front of Baruch Hu as single file. Or Kibnei Moroin means like the soldiers of David HaMelech who were Makabel Morus. That's the Gemara Yechesu and Aleph. Who were accepting of the who were disciplined. But a soldier has to be disciplined. If a soldier's not disciplined, he ruins the whole morale. Chayalim, all the fundamental structure of Chayalim is discipline. So the and if discipline is rejected, so then the efforts of the Chayalim are severely diminished. So Kibnei Morons mean Kibdos who Makabel Moros, like the Chayalim of David and Melech. So one has to understand what are the three Pshatim. What's the significance? Kol Boy Oilam, instead of saying Rosh Hashanah al Kol Boy Oilam, Kol Boy Oilam, Oivin Lafonim Kibnei Moron, Shenemar. Hayyitzer yachan libam hameivin al kol maaseim. So how is this a proof of anything? Hameivin al kol maaseim, he understands everything which they do. Hayyitzer yachan libam. So more asks in Ilches Min Aleph, is what does this pasuk have to do with? So Gemara essentially says that it's really piggybacking on the previous pasuk. The previous pasuk is, we say it in Shabbos morning. In relative to Mimachon Shiftoi Hishkiach El Kol Yoishvei Seva. Kadosh Baruch Hu looks over all of every human being. Kol Yoishvei Seva. Hayoitzer Yachad Libam and the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, who created them all together. So that apparently is a reference to the idea that he Mimachon Shiftoi Shkiach al Kol Yoshei Yoretz, from the heavens he's looking over every Kol Yoshei table, every human being. Hayoitzer Kama, that's what the Lord Darshan said. The Creator, he is the one who's Mashkiach al Kol Yoshei table. Yachal Libam, he does it all together. That's what the Gemara Dash is supposed to. A Mashkiach, Mimachon Shiftoi Shkiach al Kol Yoshei Tevel. Who? Hayoitzer. Kama. Yachad Libam. All together. A Mevin al Kol Masei. So that's what the Gemara says. That's the proof text that we are, that Kol Boy Oilam Oivin Lefonav Kibnei Moroin. Because it's Yachad Libam. So there is no proof text that this takes place in Rosh Hashanah. This is the proof text for how the din takes place. Right? So apparently that doesn't need explanation. Because Baruch Hu determines how much tevuah is going to be. But Tzeres al Peiros, how much Peiros they're going to be. Rosh Hashanah, because Baruch Hu is not doubting how many human beings are going to be. It would say Rosh Hashanah al kol bayolam, would say births. So the Mishnah says Rosh Hashanah, it describes that the din takes place, that the people are being judged. The peiros is not being judged, and the tu is not being judged. The oilam is being judged. Ha oilam nidaim, the pesach ala tuah. Ha'olam nid metzeres al peris ilam. Rosh Hashanah is different. Rosh Hashanah is that instead of ha'olam nidon, it's kol boy olam nidonin. How are they nidonin? Kim they morin. How do I know that the din in Rosh Hashanah is different than the din on the other parts of the Bria? Because the Pasuk, Hayoitzer, Yachem Liba, Mimikol Masei. So apparently, when you see the Gemara in Chesmel, apparently that's a Pshad. Machag Nidoin Alamoim. Go ahead.
They weren't there only the three Pakim and the Olam is Nidon.
Why do you say that?
Because we said that on Rosh Hashanah, it's not about the Olam being Nidon, it's about
right, so you have to be more liberal in Ha'olam. In other words, Amar Pakim Ha'olam means the universe. Right? So, Abba Pesach Ha'olam means that the natural world, it's being determined how much Tvua it has. Ha'olam, the natural world, being determined how many payers. V'chag Alamoyim. And then Rosh Hashanah is... it's also an olam, kol boy olam. So it is the olam, but it's a different aspect of the world. It's only the human aspect of the world. Right? That's how we could say that there are arba prakim when din takes place.
Okay.
All right? Good? Mar asked the kasha, hi, tevua. Which tevuah is being determined in Pesach time? Right, Pesach time is mid season. Right. So the Gemara says, "Ilema tevuah dekayve." Is it the tevuah that's already standing, that's been planted already? Tevuah gets planted in Eretz Yisrael in Marcheshvan time, after Yom Nirav, after Yom Tov. So which tevuah is being determined? What's being determined? Hotvu de kaima kolhane apetkoi de odu Allah e mas itun. It is, well, the tvu that's standing already, so that's already been planted. The rain has already produced a certain amount of tvu. It's a certain amount of tvu that's growing. There may have been, from the time this was growing till Pesach, there may have been enough rain, not enough rain. There may have been protection from insects, not protection from insects. So, hai tevua, hai tevua de kaime, kol hane arpetkoi, de odu alom, eimas itan. When was that din? Ela tevua de mizdara. So, l'chora, the you're not going to say that Pesach, we're having a din and what happened already. So it must be on Pesach that the Baruch Hu is going to determine what's going to happen to the wheat that's going to be planted next Marcheshvan. So Gemara says, L'meimer d'chad dina mizdana. So you're going to tell me that there's one din once a year, because Baruch Hu determines. He's very far in advance. On Pesach, Tavshin Ayin Ches, he's determining the crop of Tavshin Ayin Ches. Okay. So Gemara says, V'atanya tvu she'ira bo kri oy oynes koinim ha'Pesach nidoynes l'sha'ovar l'yachar ha'Pesach nidoynes la'bo. Mishnah says, Raisa says, that that's not the way it works. The way it works is that if something happens to the wheat on an other time, then that was determined last Pesach. Right? So that means that the crop that was grown in Marcheshvan through Adar, so that was determined last Pesach. Right? Tvu she'ira bo kri oynes koidim Pesach, didan es ha'shava. Liachar Pesach, any wheat, anything which happens to the wheat after Pesach, so nidonis la'bo, that happened on the most recent Pesach. So if it was grown in Marcheshvan and it's still in the fields and it's sivan time, so that din took place on the most recent Pesach. So Pesach is taking care of the Tavua from Pesach to Pesach. Whatever is in the field, whatever will be in the field from Pesach to Pesach. So that means that every crop has two dinim. Most crops will have two dinim. Right? Most crops will have the din when they're planted, that was last Pesach, and then when they're harvested, it'll be, all the late harvest will be the most recent Pesach. Same things with people. He says, whatever happens to a person up to this coming Yom Kippur, so that already was determined on their previous Rosh Hashanah. V'yachar Yom HaKippurim, whatever happens after Yom Kippur, nidin l'haba, was determined in this upcoming Yom Kippur. Omer Rava Shmamina Trei Dinei Mizdonim, that every crop that runs through Pesach had a din on the Zriya and a din on the Ksira. How the planting will take place and how the Ksira will take place. Good. Omer Abayi, so Abayi says Halacha L'maisa. Why are we so involved in what a Kodesh Baruch Hu is taking care of? We should just do mitzvahs. Right? So what do you have to worry about? To do more mitzvahs. It comes, we have to know on Pesach, when we say Tfilas Gesh, we have to know exactly how it's going to impact. Right? When a person brings the Omer, so he has to know exactly, he has to have Kavanas. Kodesh Baruch Hu, I do mitzvahs, you do your din. That's what it all works out. I have to know that if something happens now, that it was a problem last Yom Kippur, Rosh Hashanah, I didn't have a good Muslim. So apparently Chazal do want us to focus on this. Right? They don't want us to focus on how long Rosh Hashanah the davening was. Right? What time did you get out today? They don't want us to ask those questions. They want us to focus on, was the davening successful? Right? We're Maslichan. So we're going to find out. Rit Hashem, we'll find out. This Yom Kippur. The last Yom Kippur, Arab Yom Kippur, we'll find out. The last Yom Kippur was a Gevaldige davening. That's when the Rabbi says, Salach al-Maisa, Hilchach, Kichozi inish de Mitzlach Zara, de Mitzlach Zara afla, lik de Melizra charpa, da ad de mot li medayna, kodim slik. He said, Maisa, Salach al-Maisa, Salach al-Maisa. And you're now holding, what did Rashi say? The second planting. You're holding by Shvat and Adar. And you see that the early crops did very, very well. Right? The early crops, the barley, which comes up early, you see you're holding Shvat Adar, it's going Gevaldik, it's growing beautifully, it looks like it's going to be a great crop. So that means you make a cheshvan. That means that last Pesach, right, we davened well, we were needed well. If that's the case, he says to them, plant right now. Plant your early crops right now. And he says, he gives more better advice. And harvest them before Pesach. Look at the Rashi. Kevan the afla mitzlach shmamina. Rashi says, person sees that the barley is growing quickly. Zor Mosa Mishvat Va'adar. The came with the Aflach Mitzvah. Since you see that the early crop is doing so well, Shema Mina L'Tayvad Yivash Amar was a good Pesach. Right? L'fichach Yemor L'Zram Is Mishniya. So hurry up, get in the good year. Pal, we don't just think of those terms. There is a similar Gemara in Beya. Go ahead.
Surely we can't be saying that that's halacha l'maaseh, like when Abai is saying Hilchach and Rashi even use Lefichach. Because like by that logic we can have a, I can see my stocks. So I'm saying it must be talking about a time when like there's much more Ashkacha in the world. Because like by that logic I can have my stocks doing well in March, and I can quickly make a big investment and put out before Pesach or whatever, and make a lot of money. But it doesn't work like that. Like, logically, that's not how the world works today.
How do you know? No, you're saying a good word. The person said futures, right? In terms of, it's more complicated because how much I make depends on my Yom Rosh Hashanah. But you're saying that a person can make a cheshbon if I'm well invested in Teruah futures, and it's Shvat Nadar, so if things are going very, very well, that means I had a good dinner in Rosh Hashanah and a good dinner in Pesach, so I should cash in. I'm not sure. So I should speak to my investment, change my portfolio from non-risk to risk taker, right? So I say, what's your first name? You asked me, it's Trotsky, right?
Noah.
Was that Noah? So Noah's saying, it doesn't work that way. Well, it doesn't work that way. He means that somebody would have figured this out already, right? If this, if people would, there'd be a lot of very, very rich lamdanim, and he would have learned the Rosh Hashanah. So since we don't find so many rich lamdanim, so what you're saying is correct in that it's not a sure, it doesn't work 100%, because we don't know a Kodesh Baruch Hu's din to the very end. Maybe Kodesh Baruch Hu said it should be a bumper sower crop at the very beginning. It should look good, 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 and then bang, and it should be all destroyed. So we don't know the ultimate din. So Kodesh Baruch Hu is not giving us a surefire approach. But Abaye is saying, looking good. Right? So Abaye probably would not say, sell your house, right? Take out 5 mortgages, right? And just plant, keep on planting to move. I wouldn't say that. They would say it's a cheshbon. It's a cheshbon taken into account. So there is a similar Gemara in Beya. Gemara says, Kol mizaynoisa shel adam kitzuvim le'mesh shana ad yom kippur. Right? All your mizaynos, how much you're going to earn, your parnasa is determined. It's a little bit hard to understand that from Rosh Hashanah until the next Yom Kippur. It's a little bit hard to figure this out. How the years meld into each other. But but my parnasa for Toshin Ayin Ches was determined Toshin Ayin Ches Yom Kippur. Chutz mi'etzos Shabbos v'yetzos Yom Tov. Except for what I spent for Shabbos and Yom Tov. V'yetzos v'on l'talmud Torah. That's above the cheshbon. This is halacha l'maisa. You know the words. Rashi says, "Kol ma she'osid listaker mashana." Everything which the money that you're going to make, she'ye nizon misham, your parnasa, the money that you're going to need to live off. Kol ma she'osid listaker mashana, she'ye nizon misham, the money you need to earn, your income. Kots of law has been determined. You know, what you need to live by has been determined by Rosh Hashanah Kippur. Kach v'kach yistak v'shana zu. V'yesh l'izor, and therefore Rashi says, Rashi says, halacha l'maaseh. And therefore, be careful. Don't make a very, very big expense. Shelo yosif v'loi schar l'mzoynos. Elam ha'sheh poskulon. And therefore, be very, very careful. Because if you end up buying very expensive meat, marcheshvin, kislev tevis, whatever it is, a kubiel comes out there and you're going to be...
Or making a big investment in Adar, like I was saying.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Me'idach, what my Rebbe once said, when it comes to Elul, we only have 2 weeks, 3 weeks left, and the parnasa is good. He said, now's a good time to end of the year end the Elul sales. Elul... Now's a good time to spend money, because if you have money in the bank right now, l'chor, according to this Rashi, it sounds like now's a good time when you could to spend. I don't know how to make the cheshbon is. Every Rosh Hashanah, so do all your Amazon purchases. So the what's surprising for us is that there is some halacha l'maaseh out of this. There certainly is halacha l'maaseh l'gavi Shabbos v'Yom Tov. In other words, Shabbos v'Yom Tov, a person's allowed to spend beyond their means. I don't think it means a person can go mamash crazy, but a person can spend, a person should realize what I spend for Shabbos and Yom Tov comes back. What I spend on tuition, Haitzos, Bona of the Talmud Torah, Right? This takes the wind out of the sails of those who say there's a tuition crisis. Chus meitzos bono l'talmud Torah. Right? Whenever money goes for Talmud Torah, for one's children, soon for oneself as well, and for Shabbos and Yom Tov, shebiches poich sinloi vevoisev meisifin loi. Right? It's not a testable thesis. Not a thesis, it's an emes, Chazal say. Because you never know what you're supposed to have. Right? According to the Ran, he says it is testable. You'll find that if you spend more money on Shabbos and Yom Tov, it'll come back in unplanned income. It'll be beyond the sound. It'll be the bonus. It'll be the mitzvah that you find. That's halacha lemaisa. And halacha lemaisa, when it comes to itzah, Shabbos and Yom Tov, a person, it's a different kind of cheshbon. When a person goes to purchases any purchase, it has to be within one's means. Shabbos and Yom Tov, you know, it's coming. It's also an important yisoid in hashgacha, because it means that everybody has hashgachas pratis mamish. Because Baruch was saying that if I spend a certain amount of time with Yom Tov, because Baruch is going to make sure I get that money back. Right? Often people discuss, get confused about hashgacha pratis. So you see over here that the Kadosh Baruch Hu is giving hashgacha pratis, no question. Shabbos, Yom Tov, Hayitzos, Talmud Torah, Kadosh Baruch Hu is Levu Alai, Vani Pereya. Right? That's the Zemar. So what I'm pointing out is that we're not used to thinking in these terms. But Chazal didn't want us to think in these terms. Chazal did say that that the Yemed did something very, very real. And the Yemed did something it's important for us to appreciate the reality of what's being determined. And as Rashi says, a certain amount of one's parnasa, one's parnasa is being determined, and it's a very much part of our consciousness. And the Bayi was saying, it's halacha l'maisa, ha'olam nitan b'pesach al-tvu, b'shtei dinim, dibra ha-tayra, trei dinim is dona. Let's go a little bit weiter. So now the Gemara says, "Money mas nisim." So the Gemara quotes a Tosefta in the first parak of Rosh Hashanah. The Tanya, the Gemara says, "Vadalas money mas nisim." Leir Rav Meir, Leir Rav Yehuda, Leir Rav Yisim, Leir Rav Nosim. The Tanya, Hakol nidoyin Rosh Hashanah, Ugzardin shalehem nechtam v'yayim Kippur. Divrei Rabbi Meir, Rav Yehuda Aimer. Hakol di doinim Rosh Hashanah, ugzardin shalem nechtam kol echon ve'echon bizmanoi. The Pesach ala tua, batzeres ala peiros, ha'ilon b'chag di doinim ala moim. Ve'odom nidan Rosh Hashanah, ugzardin shalom nechtam b'yem Kippur. Right, so why is the mission not Rabbi Meir? Hakol di doinim Rosh Hashanah, ugzardin shalem nechtam b'yem Kippur. Div Rabbi Meir. Why is the mission not Rabbi Meir? Correct. According to Rabbi Meir, there's one global Yemedin. That's it. There's no Arba Prokin. Everything is Yemedin. Everything. And, L'chaira, according to Rabbi Meir, everything is determined. The entire breed is determined by Aaron Hoggins. Rabbi Yehuda Aimer, Hakol di Dunim Rosh Hashanah. Zardin Shalom Nechtam, Kol Echim Echim Bezmanay. Pesach Tavua, Atzeres, Peres, Chag, Moyu. Adam, Rosh Hashanah, Ugzardin, Shalinechtim, Be'yayim HaKippur. So why is the mission not Rabbi Yehuda?
Was
that?
Everything's needed on Rosh Hashanah,
he said. Right. And so first of all, Yehuda has, there's a Ksimva and a Chasima, which is not mentioned in the Mishnah. And every din has a Ksimva Chasima. All the natural wood has a Ksimva on its Rosh Hashanah. And chesima the Arba Prakim, and we have a chesima Rosh Hashanah and a chesima on Yom Kippur. Rabbi Yosi Omer, Adam Nidan Machol Yom Shenemer Tifkedein Lav Karim. Rabbi Nasan Omer, Adam Nidan Machol Shah Shenemer Gon Tinchonegin. Vechi Tema. So now the Gemara says, so who is the Tanamar Mishnah? L'chayra, the Tesefta has an exhaustive list. It would be hard to imagine that the Tesefta lists all the Tanam, but leaves out a Tana. So the Gemara wants to understand who is, when the Gemara says who's the Tana of our Mishnah, the Gemara is really saying, have we understood our Mishnah correctly? Because why doesn't it show up to be one of the four Tanaim in the Tesefta? Gemara says, La'olam Rabbi Yehudi, it is one of the four Tanaim. The Chiktanim, as he's in the Gzar Din, the Gemara says, so why is it not in sync with Rabbi Yehuda? Because Rabbi Yehuda says, Hakol nidoinen, everything is a din in Rosh Hashanah and a chasima in its tkufa. And our Mishnah says that the natural world has its own tkufas. So why don't we just say our Mishnah is referring to the chasima? So the problem with that is what? No. The yachi, kasha Adam. Adam, the Mishnah records the chasima, not the chasima. Omer Rava, Haitana Taka is missing from the Tesefta. Haitana Devei Rabbi Shmuel, the Tana Rabbi Shmuel, Baba Prakar Moed Lidan, Pesach Al Tua, Seres Al Peres Ilan, Chagin Al Amoyim, Odom Din Roshana, Uzadin Shulay Nechtan Be Yom Kippurim. The Gemara says still doesn't fit. Why doesn't Rabbi Shmuel fit? Sorry, why doesn't Rabbi Shmuel fit? Was that? Because the Mishnah does not mention Yom Kippur Machsima Machlal. Only Ksiva said that there is no such thing as a Ksiva Chsima. So Rishmol says that we have a Ksiva Nachsima. So the Gemara says, no, the Tana is Rabbi Yishmol. But the Mishnah is only referring to Aschil Aschol Asdin. Right? So now we have Pshat. There are five Tanoim, five Shitas, in what's going on Rosh Hashanah, five shitas, and what is how din takes place, right? One of those shitas is our Mishnah. That's Rabbi Yishmael. And what's being added to our Mishnah is that our Mishnah is only referring to aschol as din. It so happens that the natural world has aschol as din and gzar din on the same day. And human beings have a scholas din and a gemara din in separate days. Good? So far, so good. May go ahead.
Why can't a mishnah be like Rabbi Yehuda and we get the same answer of a scholas din, their mishnah's birth, a scholas din, be like Rabbi Yehuda?
Because.
Is everything in Rosh Hashanah? A scholas din.
And Rabbi Yishmael also uses the terminology
Adam. One second. That's your question, Mary, because Rabbi Yehuda says that. Because according to Rabbi Yehuda, Meir is asking that why do we say the entire Mishnah is aschol as din, and there's no, and it just doesn't even recognize that there's such a thing as chesimus in it. So it's a little hard to say, right? But then the whole Mishnah is only aschol as din, and we're leaving out Yom Kippur altogether. Rabbi Yehuda says, "Hakol nidon Rosh Hashanah, u'gzaydin shalom nechta." So you can't. It doesn't work because according to Rabbi Yehuda, the natural world has ascholas din Rosh Hashanah and a gemar din on Yom Kippur. And it's Tkufa. So it has the Gemara din of the natural world and the Scholas din of Adam. So it's not in sync, so you can't say. Right? Understand? Good. Okay, next. So let's first organize the Shitas over here. There are five Shitas. How would you how would you organize the Shitas? What are they arguing? What are the Nakudas? What are the points of Machlaikas between the five shitas? I would organize them in three different groups. What's the most glaring machlokes? Go ahead, Zev.
How often the woman is judged.
Okay, go ahead, what do you mean? Rav Meir says...
Your DOC is going to say every single day. Your DOC is going to say every single hour, and the other she does going to say...
Okay, so I agree with you. I said it a little bit differently, which is correct. But I would say a little bit differently, a little more dramatic, is that according to Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Nosson, is there any significance to Rosh Yom Kippur in terms of din? Right? L'chaira, according to Rabbi Yossi and Nosson, they had a much shorter davening. The makor for people have a very long break in Yom Kippur.
Was
that?
Much longer davening every day.
That's correct. That's a nemes. That's a nemes. See, if you want to be a Rabbi Yossi, you have to be consistent, right? So the makor for those who daven quickly in Yom Shem Kippur is Rabbi Yossi. Why? So apparently Rabbi Yossi, he didn't have Nasana Taikin, right? Rabbi Yossi had L'chaira only Hamlochas of HaKadosh Baruch. That was Rosh Hashanah. We didn't talk about it then. Yom Kippur? What was Yom Kippur? Was that?
Not the day as well. Everything was judged per hour, per day. Wasn't
so what was Yom Kippur?
It's Kippur.
With the Shuvah? Yeah. Yom Kippur is the day of Shuvah. Day of Shuvah, the day of Beis HaMikdash, Nei Seirim. And nothing also. So that's the first thing, was that pointed out, is that the first thing is, there's a basic machlokes. Is there a din going on in Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur other than the din which goes on every other day? It's the same token, Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Nosson would not accept anything we said until now. That there is, that there are chishbonos to be made. Right? Live each day. Daven well shacharis. I have a big expenditure to make. You're going to make a big investment. Daven hartzik shacharis. See where it goes. Right? Good. What else? How else? So now you have these two major groups. Rabbi Nosson and Rabbi Yossi is v'chol yom v'chol shah. Good. Next, you move over. What's the next one, Effie?
Are you differentiating between each like category? Like, does Tua have its own day?
Is it one global Yom HaRebbeir? Rebbeir is the opposite of Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Nosson. Rebbeir says there's one Yom HaDin. Right? One Yom HaDin, and that Yom HaDin determines... It determines how much tvuah there's going to be, how much peris are going to be. Everything is taken care of one day. You don't have to get nervous, not to feel a special with a kittel. It's all taken care of already, right? No? So that's Rabbi Meir. Good? So again, so one way, in terms of just the sadistic issues that the Tanum are arguing about is there bachlal? Yom HaDin every single day. Is there Bechlal and Rosh Yom Kippur? Our mayor would say, there's only a Rosh Yom Kippur. No? But the way Effie said is very good. Because Effie said that the fundamental machlaikis is whether there are separate dinim for different parts of the natural world Bechlal. Is that a concept? Go ahead.
I'm just going to say, it seems that like one of the main blockers or like the extent of God's hashgacha in the world. So it's like we said, the one side will say that he's totally involved, and the other one will say, and Rabbi Meir will say he's much more removed because there's only one day a year. And the other two opinions are in the middle, that like he's there some of the time and a specific time, so i.e. 1 to 10 Tishrei, he's more there.
I would take issue with that. In terms of the way you said it. In other words, in terms of saying our sense of being judged and connected to Kadosh Baruch Hu's din, so that ain't sense what you're saying. In terms of Hashgacha, no, Kadosh Baruch Hu is Mashgich b'chol yom b'yom. According to Yossi, he's judging. According to the others, he's acting out the judgment. So the Hashgacha will still be there. But our connected to our sense of dependence, yeah, it's more glaring, more often. That's correct. What else? Go ahead. What's your first name?
Benji,
go ahead.
What would be the source for... it's a slightly separate question, but what would be the source for the Rebbe Meir and Rebbe Yehuda? It
seems very out of the blue that you would say that it would be for that the mayor would say it's only once a year.
So hold for that question. We may not get to it today. I would have thought that Rebbe Meir is the most intuitive. That's what I would have thought. We'll talk about it. Now, that's an important nekuda. I have to understand why you're saying otherwise. But let's go back to the and have you seen the Chiddush Iran yet? So then he deals with some of the issues raising. What's the one third ish a third issue around which you would organize the Tanaim? L'chayra, there's whether there is a kasiva and a chasima. Right? According to Rabbi Meir, it's once, and it's all one day. Is there a chasiva chasima to every part of the Briya, or only to Adam Rish? Only to Adam. So Lanias Daiti, please look at this more carefully as you go over it. Lanias Daiti, there are three issues around which the Tanaim argue. There are three major issues. And obviously the Machlokes are Rabbi Nasser and Rabbi Yosi, but whether it's B'chol Shor, B'chol Yom. Alright, I'm not sure what that means, but obviously the Machlokes is there. But there are three major schools, so to speak. One is L'chaira is Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Yom Adin B'chlal. Right? Number two is there a separate din for the different parts of the natural world? And number three, is there a kasima and a chasima? L'chaira, all three issues raise have to be understood. In other words, the first issue, Yom HaDin B'chol Haaretz, everyone holds the Yom HaDin, a question of timing. But what is extremely important when it comes to the first issue is that we seem to, as the Gemara points out right away, as Tosfos points out, how do we paskin? Right? We don't paskin like Rav Meir because we talk about Chasiv Chasima. But how do we, on one hand, have a mincha where we ask for refuah and for parnasa, and have a yom din Rosh Hashanah? So that's the Gemara's kaman matzlina. It's fascinating, by the way, but intuitive that tefillah becomes the. The question is how does our davening work? Like davening and din. So the Gemara says, so that's the first machlokes that we're expressing is probably the most important for us to figure out. Because it looks like that Klal Yisrael decided Astira. We're going to follow two shitas and a seisa shita. It's very hard to have to live that way. Right? And the Gemara, and obviously we're going to figure out how we pass it. That's the next issue. Number two, what's very hard for me to understand is what's pshat in a din for the natural world other than the din for Adam? What does that mean? What happens, and that's what we paskin, what happens on Pesach if it's disconnected with Rosh Hashanah? If you'll tell me there was a din in Rosh Hashanah and there's a chasim on Pesach, I get it. Has to do with me, and for some reason I have more time to. But to say that there's a dinner Rosh Hashanah on my parnasa, everybody's need how much they're going to eat the entire year. And there's another dinner Pesach, how much global wheat is going to be. My pesha advarim. What's the point of a din to be disconnected with the din? So you have to begin to see the run. And the third issue is, what tak is the chiluk between a ksiva and a chasima? What's the point of a ksiva and a chasima? Everyone also has a kasha. Is it din? What's the, in terms of our understanding of the process? So how would we be different if we only had a chasima, a Yom Kippur? So these three nakudas around which the three, you know, what's the point in having a by Kodesh Baruch Hu? By human being, I understand you have a ksiva. In fact, the Ran says this. You have one determination. Details will come later on. We understand it as we have a din with a time for an appeal, right? I'm looking at it, no. But global, what's the point of a Kodesh Baruch Hu setting up a system? What are you supposed to understand? With two different parts to a Yemidin. Human beings might need that. Kodesh Baruch Hu doesn't need an appeal process. Yeah, so those are the three Nakudas that we have to understand. So again, please continue our Pshara of Nikias in Bava Kamma and Vayter and Ian and Iran in the Sukkot.
Have you finished your
mark? Was that?
Finished
your mark? Yeah, yeah. What time? The time is Tuesday. When do we have to be finished on Tuesday?
When you guys in class on Tuesday?
Anybody here in Hebrew? 105?